Welcome to The Hitch, week two.
Hi.
Hi.
It is day...
I don't know. I'm going to have 12? To look it up. Here, I'll look it up quickly.
Okay.
You can tell them where we are.
We are sitting on the banks of Lake Waco in Waco, Texas.
And 12, you were right.
Yeah, day 12.
Day 12.
It is hot.
Hot.
We're like 100 in Texas. Degrees.
Yeah, of course we knew it would be hot. But it's still a shock to the system to like actually feel it. But
the main thing is that inside the trailer is still hot.
Yeah, it takes a while.
It takes a while to cool down. And the way we are facing the sun all the way down till it finally sets. Yeah. So right now it is just beating in. And giving the single air conditioner a run for its money right now, for sure. But yeah, we got here after a long drive through Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a big,
yeah,
big sprawl that slowed things down quite
a bit.
But actually, first, we should mention we did not have another run-in with Ron.
We didn't. I think he got up. And got on his boat.
Yeah.
Because he was not around when we packed up. And
yeah. We were both kind of dreading it.
Like, yeah. He was a lot. I mean, he was nice,
and
but like.
Hitching up, we know how to do. We don't need somebody coming and telling us what to do.
Well, and it's. And yet, we're still new, so, like, we need to concentrate. So, like, having someone sitting there, like, hovering over you.
Yeah, or even just like.
Talking is actually kind of. I mean, we're used to our little routine, the two of us.
Exactly.
Like, throwing another.
Yeah, and, like, I definitely had the thing when I hitched up this morning where it was like, well, Ron was saying that you need to do it this way, and it's like...
Right, he kind of
And so then I
head.
Suddenly was like, wait, am I doing it right? But it's like, but we've done this for, like, a year, you know?
Yeah, it kind of messes with
you. So, yeah, that was... it was nice to get out and get going and not have him. And a long drive.
We made it on the, like, crazy
detour again.
We got out. And which was good because we had no reception or anything, so
yeah,
we're like,
we have to do it all by sort of memory,
which we did sort of. I mean, we kind of went back a little bit differently, but we got on the road. It was really windy today, like windier,
super windy.
So that was that made the driving challenging. It just meant two hands on the steering wheel and really kind of having to get it back in line a number of times. It was definitely the windiest day so far, but and a lot of. Cars on the road.
A lot of semis.
Which makes sense. I mean, this is the road between Dallas and Austin. Like, I get
and
it.
And the road between, like...
But somehow I thought it, like, the in-between places would be a lot quieter than they were.
Yeah, I mean...
And they weren't.
It turns out Texas is just real big.
And there's a lot of people.
What they say about everything being bigger in Texas is true.
It's true.
Like, even the small roads are, like, 3-4 lane across roads with... tons of traffic and semis blowing through, and seemingly everyone is towing something.
I know. At one point, I was like, everyone is towing something, either a boat, like machinery,
trailers.
Everyone was towing, and everyone was passing me.
Yeah, everyone.
And I wasn't going that slow, but you know,
but it was a fast road, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the big thing.
What's the big thing?
We are in a back-in spot.
Yeah, once again.
And it was championship backing it, in.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really
was. It worked
was.
Out. Well, for a few reasons. Yeah. One, it's an easier campground to back in.
True.
The road is a little more open. There's more space. But also, we looked at our spot. You know, when I booked these spots, I'm looking at a map online, not on a great website. And I'm just kind of like, this one's sort of by the lake, I think, you know, but you don't know what you're getting in terms of like incline or the direction. Because the real thing is like how the road that you're having to maneuver, like the main road, what that looks like, because you got to be able to get it in there.
Yeah.
So we got to our spot and I was like, because the one next to it was like right across from this little parking lot.
Yeah,
and it would have made it so easy. But ours wasn't, and it had this kind of bad turn, and I just didn't want to deal with it. So actually, we asked to switch.
Yeah, I walked back up to the ranger station and was like, that other one's open. Can we get it? And she kind of hemmed and hawed a little bit, but yeah.
Miraculously, she did. And so that was awesome because it was a lot easier to back in. And we just did think of some of the things.
Yeah, I will say, Ron had a very good
pointer. He did have some good suggestions.
Which was, instead of, because I'm always in the back with on a walkie-talkie, like, trying to be like, turn it this way, turn it that way, and trying to kind of just simply get the butt in the middle of a parking space is hard. And his suggestion was, try to get parallel with the actual, like, find a line and get parallel
right,
with it.
Like, look out, instead of through the backup camera, which is what I was yeah. doing, look out the window and yeah. follow the line of
the actual parking,
of the parking pad.
And I was doing
and
the same thing.
And that was way more helpful.
I was doing the same thing with directionality. It wasn't yeah. about how do I get the butt of the trailer where I right. want it. It was about how do I get the side aligned with this thing so that you can eventually get it straight back.
Right. It's more important
and
to kind of
man,
get it straight
really
and get it
help.
Back.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's the exact middle
right.
of the parking pad. Who
right.
cares? You know?
And it's hard to judge middle when you're yeah. just eyeballing middle, you know?
Right. Especially,
it's much easier when you've got yeah. a 27-foot line to line up on,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And
so
it
that
worked.
Was helpful.
It was
yeah,
like
it
magic.
Did work. It did work. And I could hear his voice.
He'd yeah.
He'd be proud, I think.
Yeah, I think he would have been proud
he'd
of us.
He'd still be sitting here telling us
yeah.
how to do.
He would have told us every single
to,
thing afterwards.
You know, make our dinner or yeah. whatever. But he was helpful.
Yeah. But then the other thing we did, so we got it in. We got the air going.
Yeah.
So it started cooling down because you drive a trailer through 100-degree heat, and it's 100 degrees in that trailer.
It heats up.
And so we needed to get it cooling, and we decided, you know what? Instead of sweating it out in a hot trailer, let's unhitch, and let's go to Whataburger.
Yeah, we've been hearing
wow,
about Whataburger.
What is that sound? Is that a bird?
It's some kind of bird.
That's
there
amazing.
Are a lot of birds around here.
We're on this big lake.
On Lake yeah. Waco. Or Waco Lake? Which one
I
is
think
it?
It's... I don't know. It should be just called Laco.
It should be called Laco. So we're going to call it Laco.
Yeah.
So we're on Laco. It's a pretty big seeming lake from
yeah.
this viewpoint. And there are just tons of birds and birds I've never seen. So I have no idea what
yeah,
they
man,
are.
There's some amazing
they're
sounds.
They're loud. Yeah.
But yeah, so we went to Texas.
Oh yeah, we went to Whataburger.
Texas Pride Burger Chain.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
And it was good.
It was good.
They had.
It was good. Their fries were really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, their fries were good.
And I do judge pretty
yeah.
harshly on fries.
Yeah.
They were good fries.
And the burgers were real tasty.
They
but
were tasty.
But the standout for me... They had a Dr. Pepper shake.
It was good.
It was really good.
I'm just like a chocolate shake kind of person. Like, of course, I like other shakes, but I always really want a chocolate shake, so I did
yeah.
get one. But luckily, Dan let me try
yeah,
his Dr. Pepper
good.
Shake.
Yeah, it was good.
Because I lived for a while from like 2 to 10. I lived in Clear Lake City, which is outside of Houston.
Yeah.
So I lived in Texas. And
yeah, you're like a secret Texan.
I'm a secret Texan. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm a secret Texan.
Like you, your formative years were
right.
lived in Texas.
Yeah, I was
yeah.
born in Boulder, Colorado. And when I was 2, we moved to Clear
yeah.
Lake City because my dad worked at NASA.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. He's a aerospace. He was an aerospace engineer, now retired.
Yeah.
And anyway, that was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
I got to meet astronauts.
And you drank a lot of Dr. Pepper.
And I drank a lot of Dr. Pepper. But we don't really see Dr. Pepper. I mean,
no.
I know it's around, but it's
yeah.
not the same.
No.
Like today when we went to the grocery store, there were like 2 different end caps of yeah. Dr. Pepper products.
And, well, we were in the grocery store and the 3-year-old, you and the 14-year-old were like clearing some trash out of the car. And mm-hmm. I was in the grocery store with the 3-year-old shopping. And then he was like, I need to pee. I need to pee right now. And so I just like dumped the cart. And like ran with him to the bathroom, and I just texted you. I'm all, it's by the self checkout in front of a Dr. Pepper end cap, and you found it right away.
I did
away.
Find it, but yeah. the funny thing is, we had just been by a different Dr. Pepper end
oh.
cap. So at first, I went by there, and then I was like, oh wait, he said self checkout.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dr. Pepper's good. I
yeah.
almost never have it, and, but it is good.
I'm so hot. You know, it sounds real good, like ice cold. bottle of Dr. Pepper right now.
Right? I would totally drink that. Yeah, I would totally drink that. People down here drink it.
Yeah.
Because it is so hot, those kind of drinks. Yeah. Like, I felt like beverages in general, there were like way more of them. Anyway.
I also just think there's way more of everything.
Everything's in Texas. Bigger in Texas.
And it's wild. Like, as a person that likes a regional burger chain, we were driving through some town that had one exit.
Yeah.
An In-N-Out Burger, which is from California.
Right.
A Culver's, which is from Wisconsin, and a Whataburger, which is from Texas. And it was like, how is this possible?
There was another one, too, which I can't even remember now.
Well, there were a whole bunch of others. Like, there's the Freddy's, like, steak burgers and a Jack in the Box. And, like, I mean, there's a whole bunch of others. But those three specifically, I think of as very place specific.
Right. And I was surprised suddenly to see the In-N-Out.
An In-N-Out this far east, you know? Was really surprising. But we're just here for the night. We actually don't have to check out right away, so we're going to go explore Waco a little bit in the morning, which will be nice.
It'll be nice to not
hitch and drive immediately.
It will be nice. Checkout isn't until 2.
And we have a short drive tomorrow.
And it's only, we're only going like an hour and a half, which will be nice. What we've learned is these 4-hour drive days turn into, but you're wiped out.
They're 6.
They turn into somehow taking up most of the day. We're not great about leaving early, so we leave a little late, and then, you know, you stop, and then you stop again, and then... But we did get gas today, and it worked out okay.
And it was a tricky one.
It was a tricky
one. But we did it.
And I kind of panicked, and I almost aborted, but then I realized I had to go around the thing anyway.
You had to drive right by a pump to abort the mission.
I'm going to stop for the pump.
And, that one, it was really hard, but you know what? I actually felt like pulling that one off.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be easy.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Suddenly changes up how I understand our turning radius and the length of the trailer and all of that.
Because I really kind of thought
we were going to get stuck. Yeah. And we didn't at all. Austin tomorrow. Yeah. And then we stay put for a week.
For a week. That's going to feel nice. That's going to feel good after back-to-back drive days. Because just staying one night is... It's hard to turn around and leave again. You feel like, wait, I just got here.
And it's nice to kind of get moved into the trailer.
I love
we're kind of half living in a cooler right now. And
I love really moving in. I know I've said this before, like setting up my end table
and
just all the stuff you don't have to move for a while. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's real pretty here, though. And
so far,
I've been super impressed with Texas. The rest stops. Holy cow. I just have to give a shout out.
They're unbelievable.
To like the nicest. Today, I went to the nicest rest stop I think I've ever been to.
Easily.
And I've been to
some good
ones. A lot of rest stops
and
some really good ones and some really bad ones and mostly just fine ones. But these were
like
exceptional.
Yeah.
First of all, they were so new, they weren't even on the map.
Yeah.
Because when we stopped for gas, everybody but me went to the bathroom because the women's bathroom was shut down for some reason. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to have to stop at some other time. And so I was looking for a rest stop and there wasn't
and
one.
I was on the map. I was like, oh, there really aren't any.
There wasn't
through
one
Dallas.
For like a really long time. And I was like, ugh, I'm going to have to stop at another gas station. But then I just saw it. It just popped up like an oasis.
Yeah,
it just popped up like glowing. Like, here I am. And then it was the nicest rest stop.
It was so nice.
It was like everything was brand new. Really nice. Really clean. Super blasting AC, which was awesome.
Really nice outdoor play area, but also had the indoor play area, which was incredible. Nice space for the dog.
And we went to one yesterday that was also nice. It was just like, it feels like at least this part of Texas, they've just completely redone them. And
And the roads too. Like, holy cow, the roads all seem like they were built about 5 minutes ago as well. So should be an easy drive to Austin tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, we'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!